Stamps.com.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
WAVA.
Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Are you sure this is us you're talking
about? Good evening.
Yes.
I'm Orson Welles.
Hi.
Tonight, broadcasting takes a giant leap backwards.
This program is paid for by the Ernest Angley Outreach Partners.
WAVA 512. I'm Don Geronimo.
Bring.
Hello.
Is this Billy Reed?
Yes, it is.
Billy, this is Don Geronimo from WAVA. Can you tell me how much is in the WAVA cash call jackpot this hour without looking at the paper?
$18,014.
Oh, Billy, I'm sorry. That was after the buzzer.
That is
the correct amount, $18,014. But you've won a voting lesson with our general manager.
Oh. So,
congratulations. WAVA, I am the Don Man. A good looking Wednesday. 5:14. It's really 6:14, but we changed the clocks a couple of days ago. Tomorrow, Billy won't be here for the whole show. So I'm going to have some listener who thinks they have the same sense of humor as me. If you wanted to be my sidekick, and who hasn't wanted to be kicked in the side by me? Dial 432 WAVA. I'll have a drawing after 6 o'clock tonight. All hit 105 WAVA. Ashford and Simpson. You like that toe tapper, Kim?
I loved it.
I kind of dig that. Solid as a rock. It's 522. I'm Don Geronimo. That was the 7th of 7 in a row. That's our guarantee to you. Or, of course, you get to come to the station, hang me up by my toenails, and hit me in the face with a frozen custard pie and win $10,000 from WAVA. Cash call just went out to Linda Dodd. Herndon, VA, got no answer at her residence. Kim, you want to spin the big wheel of fortune this time?
Oh, please.
Yes. I don't know. Yeah, I know. It's tough for you to spin. Oh, that's a big, mighty spin. And it stops on 8. Good spin, Kim.
Yeah.
It was $18,014, so we add 8. I'll do that in a minute. It's the pressure of having you watch me dial, Kim.
I know.
We add 8, and next hour, 18,022. 18022 in the WAVA cash call. Let's call my mom.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hi, Fran.
Hi, kid.
Hi, you're on the air with me.
Okay.
Listen, I'm calling because, of course, today is Jim the Garbage Man's birthday.
Yes, we're going over there for dinner tonight.
My brother Jim. Tell me something. Does he have a telephone yet?
No, not yet.
Lucky for him.
Hasn't... Kim, hasn't been able to fit that into his financial plan yet, huh?
Doesn't fit in his budget.
How old is he today?
25.
25.
Yeah, that's a quarter of a century.
And you and Dad must be pretty proud having supported him for 25 entire years.
That's, well, not No, 3 years he was in the Army.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Excuse me. So you've only been supporting him for 22 years.
Yes, not really.
Oh, come on, Mom. Let's be honest about it. So what's he want for his birthday? Gun rack?
You aren't going to believe it.
What?
Insulated coveralls.
Insulated coveralls. Let me tell you, my brother Jim, he's an 80s guy, Kim.
Yeah.
It's too bad you can't meet this guy, because, I mean, he's not married yet. Mom, oh. Kim Anderson's in here with me now.
Hi.
Hi, Kim.
She's the traffic guy. Just was thinking that she and Jim would make a super match.
I don't wear insulated coveralls.
He's a good-looking guy.
What?
He's a good-looking guy.
He's got the Jesus Christ look right now.
Oh, he's 6'2".
And he's got long hair and a beard.
And very long and slim.
And, of course, he is a garbage man.
No, he isn't. He's in waste disposal management.
I love it when she says that.
Mom, it's the same thing. All right, well, listen, when are you guys going over there? Are you going over there in the next hour and a half?
Yes, we're going over there about the next hour.
Well, listen, could you do me a favor?
Yes.
Could you have him call me Collective Course?
Yes.
On that special bat phone number before 7 o'clock my time?
If he knows the number and if he can get to a phone.
Well, Mom, there's got to be a gas station around his house, right?
This is in the country.
There must be a gas station somewhere, Mom.
Yeah, well, there is, I'm sure, okay?
Okay, good. Well, hold on, and I'll be sure and give you that bat phone number so we can have Jim call us back.
Okay.
Okay, Mom.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you.
Fran.
Yes.
Kim, do you call your mom by her first name?
No, never.
No,
never.
I've only started doing that recently. That's a real kick.
It's a kick.
Years off my age.
Yeah. So how's Sam doing?
Sam's doing fine.
That's my dad, Sam.
Yeah.
Okay, Fran.
Okay.
Bye, Fran.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Drive safely, Mom. Happy birthday to Jim.
Thank you.
Big 25 today, the big G man.
I hope he gets those coveralls.
Gonna get a brass garbage truck for his birthday. WAVA and some insulated coveralls.
Yeah.
He's an 80s guy. 525. Now, here is the traffic.
Brought to you by USA Today. Beltway delays continue for you this afternoon on the Interloop. Traffic delays began at the Fernwood Road overpass.
Oh, Mom, Mom, we're on the air. Hold on a second, okay?
Whoops. Due to that earlier accident, cleared at Georgia Avenue. Oh, I can talk. Okay. Westbound Little River Turnpike outside of the Beltway. Another accident's cleared from there, but traffic will slow for you inside of the Beltway if you're headed out that direction. Outbound on the Douglas Bridge. Watch for that disabled vehicle. It has traffic backed up across the freeway to the Case Bridge for a lot of extra delays there this afternoon. The outer loop still heavy now from the Dulles Toll Road all the way down towards I-66. Earlier accident off on the shoulder there. Outbound on the BW Parkway. Traffic is slow from the Pepsi plant to 450 where another accident is cleared. And now another accident. Eastbound Greenbelt Road and Kenilworth to watch out for. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Hey, Fran.
Yeah.
You still there?
I'm still here.
Let me ask you a question out there in Chicago. Have you noticed something?
What?
Is it getting darker earlier?
Oh, and yes, so much earlier and so dark.
Yeah, I know. I haven't figured it out. All right, Fran.
Okay.
Hold on a second. WAVA 526.
Presenting 12 hours of sheer madness.
Out in front of the footlights. Check the USA Today Life section for On Stage and see what the critics are acting up about. Theater, books, dining, fashion. It's all in USA Today.
For the past couple of weeks.
Hour after hour.
Our hit 105 WAVA has been proving that we play the most music in Washington by guaranteeing you the outrageous Capital Morning Zoo every weekday. Then at least 7 hits in a row every hour, or we'll pay $10,000. We hope you've been counting the songs, because sometime very soon,
maybe next hour,
we'll play just 6 hot songs in a row and make the first caller through at 432-WAVA $10,000 richer.
Don't dare take your ears off 105.
We're the station that puts our money where the music is.
WAVA Washington weather.
Thank you so much, WAVA weather singers. A smorgasbord of jingles happening here. Light rain tonight happening, low 47. Light rain, drizzle, and it'll be getting dark early again tomorrow. High 54. 55 right now.
105 WAVA.
WAVA Glenn Frey, whose ego must be going out of control. He's going to be doing a big screen motion picture. Ask me, am I jealous?
Are you jealous?
Yes! 5:36, I'm Don Geronimo. Frank now joining me in the studio. Frank, the guy who will laugh at anything.
Well,
Frank,
it's after 5:30, Don.
So you're on your own time now. Frank, don't be... Let the guy laugh at anything. Frank, your shoe's on fire.
Ah!
Don't be bored by the same old scene this Halloween, Frank.
Oh, Don, really?
Come to the WAVA Monster Bash at the Sheraton Potomac. That's tomorrow night, I-270, Shady Grove Road. We'll have a big haunted house inside the joint.
Ooh.
Live music from Rave, a trip to Jamaica. If you got the best costume, TK doing a show live. Plus, free Hershey's chocolate.
Whoa! Hey, that's not, you know what they're putting together is a special spooky hot 8 at 8 with all spooky,
ooh,
scary songs.
I almost howled now.
Wait a second.
Almost howled. And Saul, as you know, the station has told me not to howl anymore, correct?
Well, you know, I mean howling. That is a little howling among friends. That's what I got
to
say.
I don't know. Now, a couple of things before we get to Crooks Are Stupid. First off, we're going to have the drawing for the guest host tomorrow between 6 and 7. Billy won't be here after 5, so I'll get somebody off the phones to help me tomorrow. The general manager called in, Mr. Alan Goodman. We like to call him Commandant Clink. You remember last hour, somebody called from a lake and said that our general manager rented a boat out there and fell into the water. I should announce the general manager, Alan Goodman, did call in. I swear to God this is on the level, and said he did not fall in the water today.
Wait a minute, though.
So all I can say is maybe we were wrong.
I got something about that there. I brought something with me to prove he did. I got this tape. They taped him out there today.
Saul, let me say, Saul, you're an entertainment genius. All right, give me the tape. Do we have the tape?
Here it is.
This apparently is a tape of our general manager. All right. This was taken just a while ago, falling in the water. All right, so let's roll that tape.
Frank, I told you I did not want to go fishing, and I told you I did not want you standing in the boat. Why are you standing, Frank?
Well, General Volcada, sir, I'm just trying to catch more fish, sir. That's all I'm doing.
Clink, do not stand up in the boat. You will fall in the water. Clink!
There it is.
I told you you would fall in the water, Clink. Now what are you doing?
I'm simply making bubbles, General Volcada.
There is the actual tape of our general manager falling in the water. Saul, that is amazing. Ship that off to Geraldo Rivera Banana for 2020.
Yeah, we're going to send that right up there. It's going to make all the Netflix. No doubt about it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Saul. And, of course, Dick and Ed's blooper show. Time now for America's favorite comedy feature.
As if that weren't enough.
We like to call it Crooks Are Stupid. Three exciting stories for you this afternoon. Item one, this one should be called People Are Stupider Than Crooks. Police in Oakland, California responded in force after a man armed with 2 semi-automatic rifles began firing on officers in patrol cars. Frank will laugh at anything. Without taking cover himself, a man fired repeatedly at officers as they arrived on the scene. However, the officers did not return the fire, and after being surrounded by more than 75 policemen, the man gave himself up. While all this was going on, a crowd of 25 people stood by calmly and watched. One man even started taking pictures with his portable camera. They asked this guy why he didn't want to take cover. There are bullets flying everywhere. The man said, "It looked to me like he only wanted to shoot at police." Item one. Item two. 43-year-old Tony Paisa ran for mayor in the small town of Middletown, Massachusetts on a tough anti-crime platform. He also headed an effort to keep the state from building a jail in the town limits. "We don't want a bunch of undesirables in our town," he said.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you know it, he forgot to mention he had just been released from prison 1 year earlier, having served a 15-year sentence for armed robbery. And finally, item last. Now, I read this story when it came over the wire on Saturday, I believe. If you weren't listening on Saturday, shame on you.
Mm-mm-mm.
It was printed in the Post last Thursday, and I have received over 25 copies of this so far from people who've mailed it in. So I'm going to read it again, and I'm going to award a prize to the very first person who mailed the story to me.
Okay.
Dear Don, I listen to you every evening on the way home from work. Crooks Are Stupid, makes me laugh every time. It's the only break in rush hour traffic on 395 from Washington to Arrington.
Ow.
Occasionally, I laugh out loud hysterically, and the cars beside me look at me as if I were crazy, but it makes them laugh, too. Found this article in the Post this morning. I thought you might be interested in it for the spot. I hope you can use it. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Melinda Moreland of Arrington, Virginia. And, Frank, you'll be able to tell her what she's won in just a moment. First, here's the story that everybody keeps sending me from the Post. Dennis Newton was on trial for the armed robbery of a convenience store in district court this week when he fired his lawyer. Assistant District Attorney Larry Jones said Newton, 47, was doing a fair job of defending himself until the store manager testified that he had seen Newton rob the store. Newton jumped up, accused the woman of lying, and then said, "I should have blown your beep head off." The defendant paused, then added, "If I had actually been robbing the place." See, in other words, the guy was defending himself, and he stood up and he said, "I should have blown your head off when I was there," and he said, "Hey."